Blessings. This is Mina Lee Grebin with Faithful Walk Healing Ministries, and I hope that everyone is doing well today. Today is Wednesday, January 6th of 2021, and today I have a word for the body of Christ, the church as a whole. As we have entered and crossed over into 2021, I know that all of us have had some sort of a reflection of what had transpired back in 2020. As many of you who have followed this ministry know that in January of 2020, the Lord gave me a word for the body of Christ, that the year 2020 would be the year of the sword, a symbol of separation, division, and death. He let me know that we would see things that we had never seen before. We would experience things that we never experienced before. The scripture that the Lord had given me at that time was Matthew chapter 13 in regards to the parable of the seed, with emphasis on the seed that had fallen by the rocky soil, as in they were the ones who had received the word of God, the gospel, the news, with great joy, but because they had no root, when trials, tribulations, when persecution arose, they withered away and died. The Lord wanted to reiterate the importance of being ground-rooted in Him, that that was the only answer to get us through the season that was ahead. And as I'm sure many, if not all of you agree, 2020 turned out to be quite a tumultuous year, a trying year, a year where we saw much division, much discord, much separation, and even death. And as we have journeyed into 2021, I know that many are thinking, God, what next? Or some are even perhaps hoping for a sigh of relief, a reprieve, a time where maybe perhaps things would get better. But I need to reiterate to each and every one of you today that we are at the end of the age. We are in the season, the last generation that was spoken about by the prophets of old, Daniel, Joel, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Jesus Christ himself, spoke of these things. John the Revelator spoke of these things as he was shown them. Paul mentioned them in the epistles, and so did Peter. This is the end of the age. We are the generation that will see the return of the Lord. But we are also the generation that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 when he said that many would be deceived. There will be a time when false Christ, false prophets would arise, and that they would perform many signs and wonders, and that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. What keeps the elect from being deceived is the one true spirit, the advocate, as we know him as the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit. We are in that season, and just as we've gotten through 2020 has brought us one year closer to that return of the Lord, that great day when we will come face to face with our King, so 2021 will continue and proceed forward. Today I want to bring you a word that the Lord has given me for the body of Christ, and it is once again a word of warning. The Lord began speaking to me first, actually in the late summer, and I began talking small bits and pieces about what God was beginning to tell me about the season that we were entering into next. The first thing that the Lord told me was that we would go into a season of great persecution, specifically the church. He said, it's begun. Now, you have to understand that God's timing is not our timing. In fact, he is not bound by time. He created time for us. We are the ones that are bound by time. As the scripture tells us, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So if something is professed in heaven as being done or beginning, we may not see it visibly manifest right away here on earth, but we have to understand that what's done in the natural is first done in the spirit and then manifested in the natural. Again, in the late summer of 2020, the Lord told me that the persecution of the church was here, that it had begun. And he began to tell me that we needed to prepare, especially those who were in the United States of America, because they had lived comfortably and believing that nothing would touch them. Again, this word specifically was for the church and not necessarily the world. And that he said that it would be a season where great demonic activity would increase. The Lord even allowed me to see Satan walking through what it seemed like to be the streets, prowling in the middle of the night in the moonlight. And I was wondering from a distance what he was doing, and the Lord allowed me to see that he was searching to execute his plans and that the demonic forces, the evil spirits, were on a rise. I spoke about this in my last video that was placed on October 28th and posted on the 29th of 2020. I began to talk about how the Lord said that the demonic activity once again had increased, because it had increased before and before and before. But as we get closer and closer to the restrainer being removed, wickedness will abound at greater length. And he let me know that people would be completely possessed, not Christians, not those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, but unbelievers, and that they would be even possessed to execute the plans of Satan. On October 3rd, the Lord came to me again and gave me a very specific word. And he said, tell my children that a season of great testing is upon them, and that those who are rooted in him would endure, overcome, and come out victorious. But those who were not rooted in him, that their faith would waver, they would lose faith, and they would fall by the wayside. In other words, what would cause someone to lose faith would be a shaking, something that would be frightening, that would cause doubt, fear, that would cause one's faith to be shaken. And he said that that season had begun. Again, he gave this to me on October 3rd. I'm recapping things that I mentioned in my last video that was posted on October 29th of 2020. The Lord has been preparing for the last several months and speaking to myself and through many others and as individuals to prepare us for what was ahead, considering the fact that 2020 again was a very tragic, challenging, and disruptive year. But the Lord was letting his church know, his children know, there is more still ahead. So as the Lord was giving me these things going into the next season, and I had full understanding that these things would roll into 2021, I asked him, was this all? And I said, Lord, is this what we need to prepare for? I know you've talked about persecution of the saints. You've talked about a season of great testing, that our faith would be challenged. But Lord, is this all that you want to say for 2021? And he told me no. And he said, 2021 will be a year of war and conflict. And when he said this to me, I was in prayer at approximately 3 o'clock in the morning. And when he said this, I literally felt a cold chill go down my spine. And I paused for a minute and I said, Lord, that's a very heavy word. I thought that last year would have been a heavy word by saying that it would be the year of the sword, knowing that the sword has double meaning. But now you're telling me that we're going into war. And he said, yes. And this is what the Lord let me know, and this is what you will need to know for 2021. It's very short, to the point. 2021 and going forward will be a season of war, saints, in conflict. That war will be both natural and spiritual. We will see a season where we will have to go through great spiritual warfare. As Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6, that our battle is not against flesh and blood. We're warring against principalities, chief rulers, wicked spirits. It's not flesh versus flesh. It is us versus the evil spirits that sometimes abound in mankind and the devil himself. And we cannot fight the devil with our minds, and we cannot fight and expect to succeed or overcome the enemy in our own human strength or ability or our intellect. The only way we can overcome the enemy is through the word, through the blood of the Lamb, through the word of our testimony, through not loving our lives even unto the death, and understanding that the word of God, as Paul stated, is the sword. It is our offense against the enemy. We need to put on our armor daily, which also Paul mentioned, which is our defense against the wiles of the enemy, fiery darts, ploys, traps, even assigned demons against us. We're going into the battlefield, saints, and many are not ready. And the Lord is very concerned because there's still so many of us in the church that are asleep. There's still so many in the church who are complacent. There is still so many in the church who have not bore any fruit. I've talked about people who've gone the entire year of 2020, understanding it was a very hard year, but people have gone through the entire year with no testimony, the entire year without having one or giving one testimony of the opportunity that they took to be salt and light to someone who was lost. Too many of us are still not prepared. And the concern is that if 2020 didn't wake you up, the concern is you may perish in 2021. We're going into the battlefield, saints, and we're going to see and feel a constant pushback in the spirit. The wiles of the enemy, the plans of the enemy coming against our homes, our marriages, our children, our grandchildren, our ministries, coming against our neighborhoods and communities, even our nation. But we have to take the right approach. Number one, by understanding that, again, as I said earlier, this is the end of the age. These are governmental prophecies that must come to pass. You cannot pray these things away. You cannot fast these things away. You cannot hope these things away. But what we can do as the body of Christ is we can individually pray. We can pray in groups. We can fast. We can seek the Lord for instructions for ourselves, for our ministries, for our families, for our communities, for our marriages, and ask the Lord what is his perfect will for us. And as the Lord speaks to you, it is important that you absolutely obey without wavering. We have no more room for error in this season, saints. No more room. Satan is lurking at every corner, seeking whom he can devour. His desire is to sift us as wheat. The Lord let me know that war will also be a physical impact around the world. We will see conflicts arise, saints, within nations, within cultures, within ethnic groups. He showed it to me. He's been showing it to me for almost a year now. But he's saying that this will continue and it will rise and it will increase. We're not done with it. Civil wars, perhaps even wars between nations, we will even see in 2021. If not, then we will have rumors of wars, wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus stated in Matthew 24. But he wants us to be prepared because it will be a year of war. We need to make sure that once again, we are ground-rooted in Jesus Christ, that we are seeking him daily, that we are in our word daily, that we are repenting of our sins daily, making sure that everything above everything and below everything is under the blood of Christ, and to make sure that we are living each day as though it is our last day, because it may be your last. But again, as I said earlier, much of the church is not prepared for what is ahead. When the Lord spoke this to me, the other thing he told me was that in addition to what he had given me in the summer about persecution beginning, he said worldwide persecution we would see an increase in, and that even martyrism we will see more of, once again, a rise and martyrism. This is a worldwide word. This is not just for the United States of America. This is for all the believers in all the countries around the world who are able to listen to this video and others. We will see a worldwide persecution beginning this year. It will continue to increase, and we will even see martyrism. Now, going back a little bit to the United States of America, in December of 2016, some of you may remember this, and I've repeated this multiple times on other videos, but I'm going to recap it again. Not to sound like a broken record, but just because it is so unfolding right now as we speak. But towards the end of December of 2016, which was approximately a month and a half after the election had gone through and Donald Trump had won, but it was about a month before his inauguration, the Lord spoke to me. He gave me a vision where I saw people who represented the church huddled together, and I saw a veil fall over them. A veil, the Lord spoke to me later because I didn't understand what it was, and he said it was a veil of deception. And I saw the enemy surrounding them that started off in the distance, very far away, and they began to enclose in on this group, but they couldn't tell. They had no idea. They were so huddled together under this veil, and they were communicating, laughing, and going on about their time as if nothing bothered them. They did not see that the enemy had encamped them until they were closed in and it was too late. And the Lord spoke to me at that time, and he said, because they chose the man over me, meaning they chose a president over him. And that has to be not so much about a vote, saint, but has to do with within your heart. He said, because they chose the man over me, they will go into battle believing that I am with them, and I will not be with them, and many will perish. In 2020, the Lord let me know that this was the beginning of that battle, just dealing with COVID-19 and all of the things that we saw a lot in American churches rising up and revolting against the government. That is not to say that some of the things that were said about this whole plan was not true. Of course it was true. But as the Lord gave me back in March of 2020, he said, this is a man-made situation that I am allowing. I will use it to judge the world, and I will use it to judge the church. And that's what he told me back in March of last year, at the beginning of quarantine. And thus we saw many perished. Many perished in 2020, in and outside of the church. And still, and even still, many have not woken. Many have still the chosen to stay in deception. Many have still chosen to turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to the shaking that the Lord said he would do with Hebrews, that he would once again shake both the heavens and the earth so that only the unshakable things will remain. We still chose to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to what God was saying in that season. And so the judgments continue, saints. And the judgments will continue until the shofar sounds and the bride and the restrainer is removed. And the beast and his false prophet will come into full power. And an ID, a digital ID, will be issued to everyone, that no person may buy or sell except they have the mark in their right hand on their forehead. And that is where we're at. We're at the precipice, the hairline between, we're at coming to the hairline, I should say, between the end of the age, the end of the church age as we know it, and the tribulation and the rise of the beast. We're right there. And so 2021 will continue the judgments of the Lord. And we as the body of Christ across the planet We will be put in situations even where things will be presented to us. We will be given, some of us, ultimatum, where we will be told that we must inject ourselves with certain things, that or lose our job, or lose our benefits, or lose our statuses, maybe even your children. And your faith will be tested in this season. And like the Lord said, those who are not rooted in Him, they will lose faith and they will fall by the wayside. I'm just using that as one example of many. That's not the only thing that we will see in 2021, but it is something that I know that all of you listening today can at least understand and relate to in this moment. But I need you to know that that situation is only the beginning. It is the beginning of what will inevitably lead to that digital mark. They are using this whole situation that has transpired in 2020 for the Great Reset, as you all know, with the World Economic Forum, where the elite has come together and they have said that they're going to use this situation, but I don't believe that. I believe the situation was the Great Reset, and they set out this pandemic for the Great Reset. I think it's the other way around, honestly. And to implement the global reset thing is literally just an implement to reset so that they can issue everyone a digital ID. They're very clear about it. On their website, you can go and look them up. It talks about the digital ID that will be implemented in people and infrastructures and in devices to cover all aspects of life, banking, healthcare, school, education, media, everyday life, day-to-day life like shopping, online shopping, groceries, humanitarian assistance. Every category is covered. They have partners that cover just about every company that you can think of that runs and operates everything that we use and do and go, from places we go in our day-to-day survival around the globe. And so this, what transpired in 2020, you know, again, going back to December 2019, I said we're going to experience some things we never experienced before. I can tell you in 2021, which I think you all know, things will never be the same again of what we knew life as prior to 2020. It will not be the same. They're telling us that, oh, this is what you need to do for it to go back to normal. Let me tell you, saints, nothing will ever be the same again. And we need to prepare our minds and hearts for that. We need to, hopefully you already have. But just in case you're thinking that there's going to be some type of miraculous resolution in 2021, I'm letting you know today that it is not. Their miraculous resolution will only lead to the one world governance that Daniel and Revelation both spoke of. And so, we are here. If you do not know we are here, then let me tell you today, we are here and there's no going back. I want to go over the scripture that the Lord gave me the night that He told me that 2021 would be a year of conflict and war. I asked Him for scripture to back everything up, of course, test the Spirit with the Holy Spirit. That is very important. Please know that the Holy Spirit will not contradict the Word of God. We live in a season when there are many voices, mine included. And unfortunately, for many in the church, social media has replaced their Bibles, YouTube videos, and even church buildings. Pastors have replaced your prayer life, you being able to hear God for yourself. And now everything is all based on what someone said on a click of a video, or a share of a post. or the reading of a book, or the listening of a CD or a podcast. And very, very few times, I'm hearing less and less and less where people are saying, God told me, God spoke to me, the Holy Spirit revealed this to me. I'm hearing that less and less and less. It's like, no, I don't believe that because this person said this or that person said that. And listen to this video. I can't tell you how many times people email our ministry trying to share somebody else's video or post and say, well, you need to listen to this. You need to listen to that. I don't even watch TV because I listen to God. I've even pulled away from that. I pulled away from that in 2020 because there's so many distractions out there, saints. There's so much distraction on social media, on television, on the news, on all of that. I'm not saying don't keep watch of the seasons because the Lord told us we too are to keep watch because we have to know the season that we're in. He said if the master of the house knew the hour in which the thief was coming, he would have stayed and prepared. So you too must keep watch. Well, he said, and what was he preparing for? He says he would have, depending on which version of the Bible you have, he said he would not have suffered his house to be broken into. And so we have to keep watch and understand what's going on, true enough, but we've become obsessive with it. We've become so obsessive with it that it's gotten to the point now where people are not even hearing God for themselves because they're too busy clicking on videos, clicking, tuning in online, live streaming churches, reading other people's books, reading other people's posts. And even though there is a benefit in those things, we're losing our focus of the fact that we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He said that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, his word will be established, meaning we've lost that revelation, meaning that that doesn't mean that you go to one church or one prophecy conference and you hear someone give you a word, and then you go run to another one to look for that same word, or you go run to another church and you try to buy a book to try to get a confirmation. That is not the revelation of that scripture. The Lord was saying that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses or more witnesses, his word would be established, meaning that he has spoken it to you first. But see, the problem is that everybody is hearing from everybody else and no one is hearing from God. Very few are actually hearing from God. And so because of that, we're allowing the spirit of deception to come in, which Jesus warned us about again in Matthew 24. He said that the deception would rise. He said many would be deceived in the last day. Many would be offended as well. And we see that as well, too. We see the deception and we see the offense. When you correct someone to tell them that they've been deceived, they get offended. And a lot of this is all because they are not seeking the King of Kings for themselves. They want to argue about what someone else said. But what did Jesus tell you? What does the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Living God, the truth bearer, reveal to you for you? See, that's where we're getting lost at. And this is a very, very dangerous season to not know the voice of the Lord, because there's all kinds of voices out there saying some are good and some are bad. Many are bad. I heard someone say the other day, and this person has tens of thousands, and I do mean that, tens of thousands of followers. And I heard this woman say on the interview just the other day that we have 100 years left before the return of Christ. 100 years. She began talking about how the Lord is preparing us for the next 100 years. Then she started breaking down them in 20-year segments. And she was basically letting the people know, oh, we're not at the end of the age. We still have a long way to go. This is a deception that is running in what is called the apostate church. This is a part of the apostasy that Paul talked about in Thessalonians. The falling away from the truth. And the unfortunate part is that there's many out there like her. And there are many out there who are following these types of people, and they're because they're not seeking the Lord for themselves and asking the Lord, Lord, do we have 100 years left? If it were me, I'd be asking that. Do we have 100 years left? Because the Lord would clearly tell you, no, we don't have 100 years left. You go into the whole thing with no man knows the day or the hour. That is a very true statement. No man knows the day or the hour that the Son of Man will return. But we have to know the season. And we are in that season, saints. And we've been here for quite a while. But if you haven't been looking outside your window, if you've been looking outside of your window, then you would realize, at least if nothing else, in the last year, that things are on an accelerated pace to the end. We're on a head-on collision for the end, saints. Things are happening faster than I even expected them to happen. I knew we were headed there, but just in the last year, so much has transpired that it even has spooked me a little bit, in a sense. And I'm usually the cool, calm, and collective person. But it has. The turn of events has been frightening for those who are not rooted in Christ. And that's why I keep reiterating the importance of knowing Jesus Christ and having that established relationship with him. So let's go into the scriptures. The scripture that the Lord gave me for this season, for 2021, is Isaiah chapter 19. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And I'm not going to go through the whole chapter. I normally don't, unless it's like a very short scripture. But I'm going to point out some very important highlights, because when the Lord told me it would be a year of conflict and war, I said, Lord, give me a scripture. And when he spoke the scripture to me, I did not know this scripture by heart. I mean, Isaiah is a very big book. And when I saw the scripture, I didn't even open it up until daylight, so several hours later, because again, I was in prayer at 3 a.m. when he gave this to me. When the daylight came and I opened up the scripture and began to read it, I'll just put it this way, my mouth was hanging open, but it was total confirmation. So again, Isaiah chapter 19, reading out of the New King James Version, first verse. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. I will set Egyptian against Egyptian. Everyone will fight against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. I will destroy their counsel, and they will consult the idols and the charmers, the mediums and the sorcerers. And the Egyptians I will give into the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. Now I'm going to stop there. So again, brutal opening, right? But it's very clear, battle, war, even civil war, Egyptian against Egyptian, brother against brother, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. That is a declaration of war, a picture of war, civil war within countries, within ethnicities, tribes, perhaps wars against nations. And I'm saying that perhaps because he did not specify. So I want to make that very clear. Very clear. He didn't say World War III. He didn't say it was going to be a war between this country and that country. He did not specify that thing. He said it would be a year of war and conflict, and that we would see it both in the spirit realm, and we would also experience it in the natural. And even with it experiencing it in the natural, it doesn't mean that every single country will see the same thing. However, if you keep your eyes sealed, you will hear and you will see as we go on into the year that there will be battles within nations, perhaps even within the United States of America. The Lord spoke to me last year and told me that a civil war was coming. I saw ethnic groups rising up against ethnic groups within the United States, the country being divided from one end to another, left and right, believer, unbeliever. And it will continue according to what the Lord has given me in 2021. But again, this is a worldwide word. This is not something that is just based for one country. This is for the entire church, no matter where you live, what part of the planet you're on. The interesting thing that the Lord said is that in verse 3, that he would destroy the council. And so because he would destroy the councils, the people would begin to seek answers from basically sorcerers, mediums, charmers. When I was reading this, the Lord was speaking to me, and he said, not just mediums and charmers as we think as tarot card readers or psychics or people doing seances or people who are in the occult. He said, it also includes false prophets. And I said, wow, Lord. He said, they will look, because of the chaos that's around them, they will look to a falsehood. He said, it's very clear. He said, they will look to a falsehood. And these are people in church. These are the ones that don't hear his voice, are not familiar with his Holy Spirit. He said, they will go and try to find people to give them words of comfort, to give them words of peace and safety, but they will be lies. The only word in this season, saints, and this is me talking at this point, is what I'm saying is repent and prepare. I said that last year. The only word left in this season is repent and prepare. And I said, if your pastor, prophet, teacher, mentor, favorite YouTube channel, whatever the case is not preaching repent and prepare, you need to run for your life. I said this last year, and I will say it again at the beginning of this year, the same. If they are telling you that good times are ahead, if they are telling you that you don't have to worry about anything, and we shouldn't worry anyway, that's a true statement. But if they're telling you that God wants you to be happy and that, you know, the economy is going to be fine and everything is going to be fine and God's going to work everything out, if they're telling you we have 100 years left and you ain't got, and Jesus ain't coming for 100 years, run. Because they are lying to you. They are sorcerers and charmers. They are false prophets and false teachers. They are deceiving you. They are not preparing you for the coming of the Lord, because the day of the Lord is at hand, saints. And this is what the Lord was showing me. He said, this is not going to just be, going back to what he was telling me now, this is not going to be just about people who are going to be afraid in the world, who are going to try to seek people in the occult, so to speak. Meditation, yoga, you know, chanting, Zen, Chantra, whatever they call it. But he said those in the church, they're going to be looking for that prophet, so to speak, that man or woman of God, so to speak, that is going to give them comforting words. But it will be a lie. As you go down and further in verse 5, it says, the waters will fail from the sea. The rivers will be wasted and dried up. The rivers will turn foul. The brooks of descent will be emptied and dried up. The reeds and the rushes will wither. The papyrus reeds by the river, by the mouth of the river, and everything sown by the river will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen will also mourn, and all those will lament who cast their hooks into the river, and they will languish who spread their nets on the waters. Moreover, those who work in fine flax and those who weave fine fabric will be ashamed, and its foundations will be broken, All who make wages will be troubled of soul. As you know, a couple of years ago, the Lord began speaking to me and telling me a famine is coming. There's a famine coming. I first began talking about that in 2018. We, in some sort, saw that in 2019, I apologize. We saw some of that sort in 2020 with the long lines for food, meat, toilet paper, produce. Then when you look at it globally, they had the biblical plague of locusts, beetles and stink bugs that destroyed harvests, like for hazelnuts and other crops that were destroyed. The UN even made an announcement in 2020 that because of the pandemic and the locusts and all of the things that were happening, that they were very concerned that we were going to go into a catastrophic, and one article actually said biblical famine. The Lord told me, He's told me multiple times, there is a famine coming. Now you said, well, Mina, you said that in 2019 and 2020. Yes, but I need to remind you that the first time the Lord told me a pandemic was coming was in June of 2016. He told me again in August of 2017, and again through a vision of Europe in July of 2018. He told me a pandemic was coming, a pestilence that wouldn't past the entire world. I still have all of that stuff out on our, you can go into the archives of our Watchmen on the Wall, the website part, not recording, but writing. You can go into the archives of my YouTube video from the Facebook Live that I did on August 21st of 2017, where the Lord told me there was a pandemic pestilence coming. It didn't hit till 4 years later from the first time He told me. But it came. I'm saying that to say He has told me multiple times that a famine is coming. And once again, in this scripture, it talks about rivers and brooks and it all drying up. And that the people would suffer, the fishermen would suffer because a famine was coming. What feeds brooks and streams and rivers? Water. Rain. Rain. If there's no rain and there's heat, there's no water. There's no, the streams and the rivers and the brooks begin to dry up. They can't sustain life. A famine is coming, saints. We need to be prepared for that. Now, when? That could be again this year, it could be next year, but He keeps reiterating a famine is coming. We need to stock up on water and food. That's important. Hear me out. Stock up on water and food. A famine is coming. The last verse, though, is what I want to say before we close, and I'll be done with the scripture. In verse 10, He says, all who make wages will be troubled of soul. Troubled of soul. That's an economic collapse. Troubled of soul of those who make wages. That's people who are working. That means that what's coming is going to impact the economy. Economies with an S. Okay? Ripple effect. Chain reaction. Domino effect. However you want to put it. We're going to see economic woes in this coming season. More. Because we saw it last year. And I'll add an extra thing that I thought was really interesting. You know, for the last several weeks, I should probably say the last couple of months, you know, they've been pushing in the United States for the second stimulus. And then there was the whole thing about passing this, like, $900 billion stimulus plan that probably crossed over a little bit bigger. And then there was the argument of how much the stimulus checks would be for individual taxpayers, and there was the back and forth between the president and the Speaker of the House and the Senate and Congress and all of these different things, okay? But that's neither here nor there. What I want to make is this point. Every time, like, it didn't happen right away, but in the last few weeks before they began executing the whole stimulus package, every time I would see an article, a news article, that had something about them passing that bill on it, like as a headline, I would hear in the spirit, economic collapse, economic collapse, economic collapse. I kept hearing that again and again, that whatever they were conjuring up was like the last push. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the one thing that's going to tip us overboard. Tip the United States specifically overboard. The straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. So, and they're not even done. I know that they started the whole stimulus, but that they're still pushing for more money and all this stuff, but it was like, this is it. This is it. Like I said, hard times are coming. We already just went through a hard year. We're going to go through another hard year. I'm so sorry that I have to give you this. But what's the good news? The good news is this. He who endures to the end will be saved. You know, the scriptures promise us that we're going to go through trials and tribulations. So when you got people out here talking about God wants you to be happy, God wants you, you know, God's all about blessing. Everything that good happens to me is of God. Everything that's not biblically bound. That's not biblically based. That's not scripturally backed up. Okay? If you look through the scriptures, it promises us that we're going to go through some stuff. Okay? But it also promises us that in the midst of those things, that he being God, will not leave us nor forsake us. That even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. That when we would go through the flood water, we will not drown. That when we would go through the fire, we will not be consumed. He promises us that in times of famine, his children will have more than enough. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. There are plenty of scriptures that says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them from them all. Many are the afflictions of that. So we're going to go through things. We're going to see things. We're going to experience things, saints. Situations that will shake us, that will cause us to shed tears even. Some of us will lose loved ones, either through the breaking of home or the passing away of someone we care about and love. Some of us will be separated from that which is familiar to us, because perhaps God has called us away. Call us in a different season and a different purpose, a different place. But we have to make sure that we keep our eye on him. He is our hope. He is our rock, our strong tower, our refuge, our salvation. He is the God in whom we can trust. And so we have to make sure that we are continuously dwelling with him, because he is the only one that is going to see us through the season that is ahead. We will not be able to make it on our own. We need him. And I'll say this too in closing, the body of Christ, we need you. We need one another. This is not a time to be divided. This is not a time to be trying to allow yourself to be isolated. We need one another, our brothers and our sisters, to be able to come together to pray for one another, to intercede for one another, to be a shoulder to cry on, to be a lending ear, to be a helping hand. So many people in the 21st century is so selfish. We have such a selfish mentality. It's every man for himself. I'm going to tell you, if you are a person that is every man for yourself, you're still not going to make it in this next season. Because God will allow the cankerworm and the palmer worm to devour what you've stored up. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. And that is not a scripture that you only need to hear when someone is passing around a bucket and asking you to write a check in their name. That scripture applies at all times, whether we're given our time, our love, financial help, prayer, supplication, mercy, helping hand. It doesn't matter. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. So that's all I have for you today, saints. We need to be prepared. We need to prepare. Prepare. Repent. Make sure your hearts are right before God. Make sure your robes are washed. Make sure that your lamps are filled, that you are amongst the wise and not amongst the foolish. Because a lot of us, we think we're wise only to find out that our vessels are empty. Ask the Lord to show you where you stand with him. Don't be afraid of him telling you. He'll tell you because he wants you to know the truth. But let's get away from all of this talk of, you know, what this person said and that person said. Listen, even if it's the best of the best people, you still have to take things to prayer and you have to ask God for yourself. You have to say, Lord, does this apply to me? Is this true? Do I need to be partaking in this? Do I need to be listening to this? Because I'm going to tell you something. You could be listening to someone or people that are great, that are people who are truly men and women of God, but the Lord is saying, I want you to pull away so you can hear me. So you can hear me, the Lord is saying. Not Mina, but him. Just to make that clear. And we're not doing that enough, saints. We're distracted. We're so distracted. God bless all of you all. Thank you as each and every time I say this, you know. Thank you for allowing me into your home. This is the beginning of 2021. We got to ride this out. Time is very, very, very short. The trumpet, the final trumpet, will soon sound things. We need to make sure that we're ready so that we are counted worthy to escape the things to come. In Jesus' name. God bless all of you all. Until next time, Shalom.